I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection, the week after the KOSU membership drive, Burns. And what a response from our fantastic listeners.
It really was great. I'm so pleased. You all do a great job every day for all the listeners, and they certainly did a great job for you during this eight-day drive. I understand you had over 1,000 phone and web pledges.
1,650 total pledges and $222,000 raised for Radio That Matters. What a difference.
That is big. Well done. And thanks to all the donors. We really appreciate it. And if you didn't get your donor gift or pledge in, there's still time.
Well, let's turn to OSU. A new facility opening its doors on the Stillwater campus this week.
It's the grand opening of the Burt Cooper Engineering Lab. Burt Cooper was a great alum from OSU. Sadly, he passed away about 3 years ago, but he was a big supporter of OSU, and he really thought we ought to have a structures lab. He was in the steel business, WW Steel, and they have to have their joints tested all the time and for various jobs, and that's one of the things structures labs do. I wish Burt could see this because it's a state-of-the-art structure materials laboratory. It'll offer new and exciting experiences and opportunities for our students, as well as contracting with people in the steel business from all over the country. The entire Cooper family was very generous in their support of this facility. They provided all the steel, for example, from Burt Cooper's company, WW Steel. Rick Cooper now runs that company, Burt's son. But in addition to the Cooper family, we had 80 donors that gave toward this project, and 30 companies have played a part in the construction. So it's on the northwest side of campus, and I encourage everybody to come by and see the newest and state-of-the-art structures lab in the country.
And the OSU campus in Stillwater also abuzz this week because of EarthFest.
Yeah, our Student Government Association Sustainability Committee hosted an all-day EarthFest. EarthFest is OSU's largest eco-celebration. It started actually in the mid-70s. They began with a sunrise yoga in the morning. I didn't see you there, Kelly.
Too early for me, Burns.
Well, you wouldn't have seen me either in this, but... they have an Eco Olympics and many sustainable and made in Oklahoma food options. It's a great event, and congratulations to the committee.
And finally, Burns, OSU's popular 3MT event returned with a bang.
Yeah, most people don't know what 3MT stands for, but it's the International 3-Minute Thesis Competition. Graduate students are given 3 minutes to present their research in a way that's appropriate to a lay audience. In other words, it's how they would explain it to me. In any event, the competition was developed at the University of Queensland in Australia, and it's an exercise to develop the academic presentation and research communication skills and to be concise and clear. The winner was Katie McCauley, who's from Orweka. She's a plant and soil science master's student. Second place went to Canberra Tucker from Sapulpa. She's a forensic science major, master student. And third place in the People's Choice winner was Matt Judah from Stillwater. He is a psychology PhD student. His focus was on what brain activity tells us about social anxiety. I bet it does.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.